Welcome to the Truth Revolution Records podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Michelle, and I'm here today with President and CEO, A&R, recording artist, house pianist, engineer, videographer, photographer, and person, Mr. Zakai Curtis.
That's it?
I think there's a few other things. Probably percussionist.
Yeah.
Brother, yeah. Son.
Clave player.
Clave player. Cowbell extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're here together. This is my first run as the host of this podcast. Really looking forward to being around here and doing this. Actually, the one thing I'm really looking forward to is our new series called What Not to Do.
That's right. So we get into what not to do, especially when you're dealing with, you know, the music business and being an artist and being a musician. A lot of questions come in from younger artists and younger people in the music business on, what do I not do? You know, some people say, what do I do? But I think it's more important to know what not to do. So hence.
Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to having our guests share their insights. It's always good to hear from somebody else. You're always learning, you know? So it's going to be great to hear their take on that phrase, what not to do. Like Zakai said, most of the time we're asking what to do, what scales to play, what's records to listen to, you know, what shows to check out. But it's also, I think, more important to know what not to do, what not to, if someone could tell you not to step into a pothole, that's actually really good. I'd rather hear that than, make a left,
That's right.
You know, somebody tells me to make a left and I step into a pothole, I'll be pretty pissed,
That's right. It gets into everything, man. You deal with, cars. Same thing with cars and driving. I wish so many people told me, don't do this, or don't do that. And but you usually learn that with experience and with time. We're trying to make that journey shorter for a lot of inexperienced musicians and artists and business people. And a lot of this information is not going to be coming from us. We're going to be getting the professionals to come into the podcast and lend their insight and their knowledge. And we'll be learning just as much as you will be learning out there. I think we're looking forward to getting booking agents, club owners, managers, professional artists, people like that. I know... I've been talking to some people. I don't want to mention too many names until they're actually here, but I know Andres Chaparro. He has Beatnik Entertainment. He's been running festivals in Hartford for years and doing an incredible job getting so many people out to these festivals, and people always ask him, how do you do it? And I remember I asked him, man, do you mind coming on to the show and possibly giving some insight on what not to do? And he was very interested in doing that. I have a few other people. I'm talking about record execs and you name it. We're going to be getting on the show for this series. So you want to stay tuned, especially if you want to know some of this information.
I think that part of getting that information is learning informally, It's hard to get that from school because in school they're actually telling you what to do. They're helping to guide you to find what to do. So it would be counterproductive to their efforts to teach in an opposite way. And so I know that I've learned this way, and I'm sure I know Zakai has learned this way from mentors and peers who have gone through some things that we're either going to experience or we want to experience, and they just let us know, one person. This is a terrible segue.
Go for it.
This is my terrible attempt at a segue into some music. one person that I've actually been able to observe from afar, I know Zakai knows him very well, is Chris Allen.
Yeah.
Chris Allen is a wonderful alto saxophone player, in addition to a wonderful person. And I've known Chris for a while. I think I knew Chris either before he was married or right around when he got married. And just to see him progress in life as a musician and a man has been really cool. And we haven't really spent a whole bunch of time, you know, talking about what not to do or what to do. But to see his results and to see how he applies his thoughts to his work is a lot, is learning a lot, you know. Chris happens to be a Truth Revolution Records recording artist. And Zakai, what are your thoughts about Chris?
Man, I've known Chris forever. Chris is like a brother of mine, and Jen as well, his wife. And we started this project at Truth Revolution Records. We started it with Chris. So Chris was our first recording artist. And he's amazing. He's an amazing cat, man. And he's helped us, you know, formulate how we want to shape the company and what we do. His first recording, Circle House, is ridiculous. It's Eric McPherson on drums. And Chris Allen, it's just quartet, myself and Luquez, had such a great time recording the album, and it was such a great vibe. And it's true. You know, we went into the studio, one or two takes. We rehearsed his music, performed his music in the studio, recorded it, and put it out as the first album. And, it was definitely a great experience to play with. Also, alto saxophone player that I've known for so long that is just so amazing. We've always said, like, you know, Chris Allen is like Hartford's secret weapon, you know. You know, the guy is just unbelievable, his sound, how he plays. So we were really thrilled to be able to put out his first release. And I think we're going to play a track.
Yeah, we're going to play a track. We're going to play
Star Eyes.
Star
right?
Eyes, yeah. Chris's arrangement of Star Eyes, which you can always go to the TRR Bandcamp page to purchase anything that you hear on this podcast. And you can listen to it for free, right?
Yeah, that's another thing. You can always go to the site, truthrevolutionrecords.com. There's a link that's right there on the top banner, and it says store. You click it right there. You can listen to all our music there and purchase it. You know, good thing about our music is when you buy it, it not only the booklet comes with it, but also if you want it in full FLAC form or Apple Lossless or just regular MP3s or WAV files, you can choose what you want for the same price. So you can get the highest quality or the lowest quality for your computer, whatever works for you. And Bandcamp is the best site. It goes directly to us. There's very few middlemen. So we always point people to our Bandcamp. But if you want to go to iTunes or CD Baby, that works as well.
Cool. So enjoy Star Eyes. This is with Chris Allen and Zakai Curtis and Luquez Curtis with Eric McPherson on drums. From Chris Allen's album, Circle House. Welcome back. I'm here with Zakai Curtis, and you just got done listening to Star Eyes off of Chris Allen's album Circle House. Before that, we were talking about what not to do. And Zakai, you said you had a pretty good example about that.
Yeah. I first started touring with Donald Harrison, a great saxophone player. And I remember being on tour with him. And, of course, you're nervous and you're not really sure what to do at all. So you don't really do anything. You know, you just kind of watch people. And I remember just noticing and taking notes on what not to do. And this is kind of what sparked the series. And I think that those mental notes and those things that I internalized on what I shouldn't do allowed me to then progress and, you know, in a way, continue to work in the jazz field. Because you always hear these stories, you know, of, oh, I'll never hire that guy again. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, sure.
You know, I'll never hire him again. He, you know, I took him out on tour and this happened. Or I took him out on tour and this happened. And I definitely didn't want that to happen to me. So I took notes and, you know, I made sure that I didn't do those certain things. And I just came back from a week-long performance at Marianne's with Ray Vega. Mm. And, you know, I still think about that stuff till today. You know, yeah. When I go out, I still think about those things and I still take those notes. Man, you know, these are important little things of knowledge that these incredible musicians and that they've learned. And they're just passing down that information. So I'm hoping to get Ray Vega in here to, you know, maybe share a little bit of his knowledge, you know, sure. On what not to do. So maybe that, and he's playing April 5th in Hartford.
Okay.
At the, we do the Truth Revolution Records concert series in Hartford.
Right.
And if you hear this podcast before the series, we have one on March 22nd with Mitch Froman, mm-hmm. Great tenor saxophone player. A legendary, played with the legendary Mongo Santa Maria and Tito Puente, mm-hmm. And has Mambo Legends and the Bronx Horns, and now Mitch Froman Latin Jazz Quartet, mm-hmm. With his new CD from Daddy with Love. He'll be playing at the Polish National Home in Hartford, Connecticut, and this is on March 22nd. Well, Ray Vega's coming in April 5th, mm-hmm. So we have four concerts, and it's all on our website. The information, but I'm hoping to get interviews of these guys while they're there, and then maybe even bring them into the podcast, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. For next time.
Right. That's dope, man. You know, you mentioned Ray. Ray was one of the guys that really, really helped me develop as a young musician. I remember this very well. He was actually my combo instructor at Litchfield Jazz Camp back in the late 90s. And at that time, you know, Litchfield was just like so heavy. You know, it was like Lakeisha Benjamin and Albert Rivera, yeah. And Nick Roseborough and all these really heavy students. And then we were learning from guys like Terrell Stafford and John Swanna and Jimmy Green and Steve Wilson. And, you know, the list goes on and on. And I remember there used to be these late sessions. I mean, this was when, you know, the camp was just in its infancy of having the sleepover.
Right.
And you know, Cash just wanted to play. So we would be up late, you know, just hanging out. And they would have this really, really heavy session, especially for me at the time. I was just like just coming into the music, you know. And they were having these really heavy sessions. And a lot of it was over my head. And I wasn't the only one. And Ray Vega kind of peeped that, you know? And he was like, hey, guys, you guys want to go upstairs and play some tunes? And it was, and I can't even remember who all it was, you know? But we weren't getting a chance to play down there. So he just kind of brought us up and we just played some tunes. You know, we played like It Could Happen to You and maybe Have You Met Miss Jones? You know what I mean? Just things. And it's not that we were, I don't want to, we were learning, you know? We were all at different points of our learning. And so he just decided to just take the lead on that, you know? And I will always remember that because that was one of the first times that I was able to play the music that we call jazz in a non-formal educational setting. We were just playing songs. He wasn't telling us how to play over these changes. He wasn't right. counting anything off. We were just playing, you know, and it was really, really formative for me. And I'll always remember that, you know, and I'm actually really looking forward to hearing this album. You know, I haven't seen Ray in a number of years, so I'm looking forward to hearing the album, looking forward to seeing him, you know. Yeah,
that's how Ray is. That's how he's always been, you know, and he's still like that. And, if you ever get a chance to study with Ray, you're studying with somebody that is, you know, really hooked up into the real situation, the real knowledge of the music. A guy has such extensive knowledge, and he knows how to reach young musicians, which is, that's a gift.
Yeah.
He can reach them easily, and he's very passionate about that. Yeah, we have a new album about to be released. We're going for summer. Uh-huh. If it's not summer, then it's fall that'll be available for everybody. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to gear this album up to really blow everybody away. But it's probably going to be out in the summer. And it's actually going into production. It's already in production. And this album is called Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chapter 2 because I want to get him in here to speak about his album. But basically, this album is a straight ahead album.
Mm-hmm.
Which most people don't know about Ray Vega in a straight ahead session, unless you've, you know, heard him play in New York or you heard him play in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's releasing, I think this is the first of many straight ahead albums that he would be releasing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's entitled Chapter 2. And the tune we're going to play is his single. And his single is entitled Freedom. And I'm pretty sure it's original by him, and it's a great composition. So I hope you enjoy Freedom by Ray Vega on the new album coming out soon, Chapter 2.
Thank you.
welcome back. You just got finished listening to the first single off of Ray Vega's new album, Chapter 2. The single is entitled Freedom. And on that cut, you heard George Colligan, the great George Colligan on piano, Phil Sparks on bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. So, Zakai, this podcast is fairly new, and we've got a couple different things going on. If you don't know, Zakai Curtis is the wear all hats conceptualizer of Truth Revolution Records, and he's brought me along to host this podcast and to work along with my brothers on this whole thing. You know, to join the family. You know, and we've got a couple different concepts that we're gonna go at on this podcast. The first one we talked about earlier, which is the What Not to Do series. And the second is something that I'm really looking forward to sharing with you all and you guys sharing with us, which is going to be album reviews, you know, just kind of like just talking about the albums that are coming out of our peers, some of them that are getting attention, others that don't, you know, and just to share the love and to really move this music, you know. It's the corporate side of music has really taken, tried to take our voices away. But thanks to technology, you know, we can do a lot of great things. So, you know, we're not really looking to give any stars out or to necessarily say, you know, that you should go out and buy the album. We just want to share the information with you, you know? Yeah, so Zakai, talk a little bit more about that, man.
Yeah, we can. Well, hopefully I can, you know, I would love to do some of this, but depending on, you know, who we're able to get in terms to look at some of these recordings, we're not just trying to do our own recordings. Truth Revolution Records produces music. Right. And we also produce recordings, and we distribute recordings, and we support recordings, and we do all types of things. We're not just going to advocate our own CDs, but of course, we are an advocate for all independent music. So we will be reviewing strictly independent music. And hopefully we'll be getting incredible musicians to review and advocate for other independent recordings, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what we're trying to get, musicians that will be reviewing other musicians. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny at times. It's going to be great. I'm looking to have a good time, maybe keep it very informal. Some cases, we might not be able to get certain people in the studio, so we're contemplating how to do this, and maybe even if we can get them to write a review and we're able to read that review online, that might be fun as well. So, and who knows, some of you listener audience members might want to write a review and send it in to us, and, you know, if we really look at it and want to add that into our pile of reviews that we're going to be putting out, then we will read them on the podcast.
Yeah, so another shameless segue to a record. But seriously, though, one of Truth Revolution's artists is a great friend of both of ours. Her name is Sarah Charles. Who she is currently working on a full-length album in the studio right now, which I'm really looking forward to hearing with her quartet. And Zakai and I have both had the pleasure of working with Sarah and playing some of her beautiful music. I have another bias towards Sarah because she also comes from Haitian heritage, such as myself, and I really connect with her on that level.
The Upper Antilles.
Come
on, you can't just separate it down in there, man. You know, you got Puerto Rico and Cuba and there.
Yes,
you know, it's the same place, man.
It's all the same place.
Same place.
Yep. So, yeah, so Sarah's working on this new record. I'm really looking forward to it. really loved her first project, you know. I really like working with Sarah. Her music is challenging and beautiful.
It's a lot of fun.
And, you know, great arrangements.
We played at the side door, mm-hmm. right, with her.
Yeah.
And, man, it's not just well thought out music, but it's a lot of fun to play.
Right.
Like when we were able to do all types of stuff in there, and mm-hmm. she'll let you go.
Yep.
And the great thing about Sarah is that she knows music so well, she's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
She's very comfortable. You can change something up on her and she's not going to freak out. Like, right. Oh, where am I? Is this
right.
You know,
right.
Nah, she knows exactly what's going on. She's very big ears. Yep. Jazz musicians understand that term. It's mm-hmm. not actually a physical thing.
Right. Right.
But it's a very big compliment.
Yeah.
You know, she can hear everything and understands everything, and that's important to have for a vocalist. That's not just a vocalist, but actually the leader of the band.
I will say, you know, to piggyback on what Zakai said, I really do appreciate how she cultivates interplay, you know, throughout her performances, and but yet there's still structure. You know, it's a great balance of, you know, composing and improvisation, which allows yeah. for like a now experience for everyone involved, but yet, you know, you're still gonna get, you know, Wangolo Wale or
right.
Any of the any of her other compositions, you know. So it's really great. It's really fun. The last thing I did with Sarah was, along with Zakai and John Davis, we played up in Springfield for a fundraising event that she had. And with a great audience, and we had a really good time. Yeah, I think I could plug Sarah for a really long time.
Yeah. She's worth taking a listen to, you know, if you get a chance to check her out on YouTube, or simply go to truthrevolutionrecords.com and purchase the album. You know, that's always
something that you could do, you know, shameless self-promotion. So we're actually going to go into and play a track from that record. This track is called Wangolo Wale, which is an arrangement of a traditional Haitian melody that Sarah took. And yeah, just enjoy it, please.
Wangolo Wale, 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 Ile wapini we mango, Wale, Ile wapini we mango, Teya Wangolo Wale, Ile wapini we mango. Thank you. to bongo to wale.
So welcome back. Just in case you forgot to look at what you clicked on, you are listening to the Truth Revolution Records podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Michelle. I'm here with Zakai Curtis. Just doing a little bit of housework here. You can always go to
TruthRevolutionRecords.com.
And there you will find all the information you need, Truth Revolution's record oriented. You could find the store, you can find information about artists, you can find tracks, you can find old, you know, past records, information about things that are coming up. You can sign up for the newsletter.
That's right, that's very important. Sign up for the newsletter. You can also if you sign into our Join Us right there in the top right of the website, you know, that'll pretty much, you'll get a newsletter if you join us.
You know, and Truth Revolution Records is available on all social media platforms that matter, like Facebook and Twitter, and
it's not on LinkedIn because that doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We also are on YouTube, which is important because, you know, subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're going to start blasting up some serious videos and interviews, especially from incredible musicians that are in production right now. It's like Mitch Froman, Ray Vega, Andy Gonzalez. We're going to start really pumping out these interviews that we have with them. And so join our YouTube as well. Join everything that's Truth Revolution Records. That's like the general, and a podcast, of course, which you probably...
which you probably do because you're here. Yeah. So when you go to the page, there's a running... I don't even know what to call it, at the top of the page where you see...
like a banner?
Yeah, running banner on the page. You see Sly Fifth Avenue's album that just came out. That's a featured album on the website.
Yeah, definitely check that out. That album's doing really well. I talked about it a lot in the last podcast. And I actually have in one of the earlier podcasts that I was doing. You know, sorry for all the podcasts. Now we got John Michelle in here. We got a professional. All right.
I don't know about all that.
So, you know, I'm glad to be stepping down, and maybe I'll come in every once in a while, and if he lets me. But we're gonna have some fun with that. But Sly Fifth Ab, his album Akuma is killer. It's killer. It's like got African elements, and he went to Africa and visited his family, and he came back and wrote all this music inspired by that, and it's ridiculous. So he's also the saxophone player for Prince. Yeah. So, you know, he's not very easy to get a hold of sometimes. So.
Another album that's featured on that on the website, which I'm really proud that it's out and really proud of the job that these guys did, even though I didn't do anything on it, is Natalie Fernandez's album, Nuestro Tango, which, and the reason why I feel a little bit of pride, because I know the work that Zakai and Julie and Luquez and everybody put in to make this product happen. You know, there are a lot of walls that were broken down stylistically to put this album together. A lot of production things that had to happen in a certain way?
Literally, walls that were taken down. We actually revamped the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And you were here for that. You helped us build this studio. We're this podcast is housed right now, currently housed in our TRR, Truth Revolution Records, studio. And the studio is in the basement of my house. But in order to build a studio, we had to tear down walls and do all types of stuff. And then you had, you know, our roommates from upstairs, Giovanni Almonte, and a few other people actually, you know, put the walls up and built it in the ceiling and took a lot of money and a lot of time and, you know, stuff, you know, money that we didn't have. Mm. So we did all the work ourselves.
Right.
But at the end, we have this great studio that we're, you know, podcasting from and doing that. But we wouldn't have been able to do this recording if we didn't build a studio.
Yeah. Yeah. Natalie sounds great on it. Just got a review in Downbeat Magazine, 3.5 stars.
3.5 stars. Which, you know. Congratulations, Natalie.
Congratulations, Natalie, of course. You know, you could take that however you will. I'll say that it's a beautiful record. I'll say that if you have a chance to go see this band live, you should go and you should bring a few friends.
Yeah. Whenever we perform, we just performed at the New Haven Jazz Festival last year. So, and then we had another performance at Zinc Bar. We're going to try to do another one coming up. But it's difficult, too, because the size of the band. And then also, you know, it's like got a bunch of Eddie Palmieri,
our
band members in our band. Right. So there's a conflict
right
there with how we can get this going. Mm-hmm. So and Natalie's doing really well right now and flying out to California all the time. So she's she's very busy. So if you get a chance to see Natalie.
Yeah.
You got to do it because she has a couple bands that she performs with regularly. Mm-hmm. And I think you can visit her site at nataliefernandez.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's another shameless plug for Truth Revolution Records artists and albums. We really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to the podcast. We're looking forward to presenting some unique things and some not so unique things, but with a unique twist, with a TRR twist to them, as we develop this, as the label develops and our voice develops in the community. One thing that's happening coming up is the TRR concert series, which, you know, if you are anywhere near the Hartford area, you should really, really jump on this opportunity. It's a series of 4 concerts. That are all going to be happening where?
They happen at the Polish National Home. That's 60 Charter Oak Avenue in Hartford. And that venue is great. It's got parking. It's got everything. Everything you need. It's right there in Hartford. You don't have to go to New York. Or you don't have to go to, you know, wherever it may be, Washington, D.C. sometimes. But most of the time, you're coming to New York to see some of these artists play. And, you know, you're paying for parking. You're paying for, you know, your train fare, your travel fare, and then trying to find parking, if you could find parking. And then you're paying that ticket. It's like $35 at the door. And then you got to get the drinks, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you end up paying $100 or whatever for, you know, these. Not only are the tickets really low price. I think it's $20 for a single ticket. There's 4 concerts. So what we decided to do is make a package deal.
Yeah.
And we package it up and, you know, we try to see what works. And so these package deals are so discounted, it's unbelievable. So you might want to pick up one of the package deals. And, you know, there's even one for a couple, which is, you know, even more incredible because, you know, how do we know who you're coupled with?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to ask for proof of that. You know?
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, like, you can come as a couple and you get a crazy discount. In that terms. And then I think the first 50 get a free CD, even if it's not out. So if you wanted to get Ray Vega CD for free, you can get one of the package deals and then you get the CD for free. So, you know, it's definitely worth it. It's worth it in so many different ways. You can get it online at Eventbrite. The links are on the site. Or you can pick it up at the concert, you know, when you get there. So either way, it's available. For you to do that. But, you know, the first concert is Mitch Froman, leader of the Bronx Horns and Mambo Legends. He's going to be first concert is Mitch Froman, leader of the Bronx Horns and Mamba Legends. He's going to be there with his quartet, Mitch Froman Latin Jazz Quartet. And that's on March 22nd at the Polish National Home. It's coming up. And the next one after that is Ray Vega. That's April 5th. And he's coming with his quartet. After that is May 24th. Little Johnny Rivero will be coming in with Heat Wave. And so I'm pretty sure he's going to bring Heat Wave. That's the new band that he has. But if he doesn't, he's probably coming in with like a quintet or so. Mm-hmm. And it's still going to be a pretty ridiculous concert. And then after that, closing out the concert series on June 7th is Andy Gonzalez.
The maestro.
That's right. The legendary bass player. So it's definitely well worth it to get your concert package tickets. And if I said it too fast, just go to truthrevolutionrecords.com. There's a picture and a button right there that will lead you to the Eventbrite site.
Yeah, you know, these are four masters of the music, you know.
Definitely.
And, you know, I'm not really one for, you know, labeling styles, you know. I think that we all, as musicians, have a responsibility to know our instruments very well and to portray whatever we need to portray, you know, for that moment. Obviously, you know, there is straight ahead. There is, you know, Afro-Cuban music, the Afro-Cuban style, you know. But, you know, please don't discount, you know, Little Johnny Rivero as a conguero who only deals with a certain type of meter and time and style. Little Johnny's a master the drum, you know, and you will, if he has some sort of opinion about the style you think he plays, I think you should come out to prove yourself right.
That's true.
And so I could prove you wrong, you know. Andy Gonzalez, I mean, really, there's not really much you can say, you know, in terms of bass.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes he graces Fat Cat with his presence.
Yes, he
and
does.
That's like sometimes it'll get packed,
yeah.
You know, just to, you know, see him play for $3. That's,
yeah.
You know, pretty amazing, mm-hmm. You know, that he heads down there at all to play, you know. So when you get a chance to see these guys, you know, run at the opportunity, you know, it's still, you know, at the end, all these musicians are coming out of the jazz world and their stuff is mixed. You're going to find everything there, from Brazilian music to straight ahead to jazz to Latin jazz to whatever it may be. Yeah. Right now we're trying to promote these four musicians together because they have new CDs coming out. And even though Ray Vegas is straight ahead, we're trying to brand it a little bit in the Latin jazz vein, because that's something too, you know, like in the tradition of Dizzy Gillespie and Cal Jader and Mongo Santamaria, and you know, you have these incredible musicians that put out some incredible inspiring music that inspired these artists that you see today. And I think that's something that is very, you don't see that. When have you ever had a concert series of all Latin jazz, not salsa, not, you know, salsa or, mm-hmm. or whatever. This is Latin jazz. It's all going to be different. Mm-hmm. Little Johnny's music sounds completely different than Ray Vega's, which mm-hmm. sounds completely different than Mitch Froman. So it's like, you're going to be getting so many different flavors at these concerts. It's not going to be the same thing. So you want to pick it up as soon as possible. I know there is limited seating, though. Mm. I'm not sure how many people right now are already signed up, but I think it's still pretty early for all four concerts, of course, but you might want to get on there as early as possible and reserve your seats and also get to the show as early as possible. So check it out. You know, and you can write to us if you have any questions, you know, and we'll get back to you with a response as far as right there on the website, truthrevolutionrecords.com. There's a contact button all the way to the right. So don't forget to join the mailing list. That's number one. Join our Facebook page and our YouTube page. That's number two. And then, of course, number three, get your ticket early to the Truth Revolution Records Concert Series 2014.
So, yeah, we want to thank you guys for listening. Please go to truthrevolutionrecords.com for anything Truth Revolution's record related that you might have on your mind to do. I want to thank Zakai Curtis for opening his doors to me to be a part of.
You got
it,
man. You don't have to thank me. It's all you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm looking forward to being a part of this and sharing with our guests and our listeners. We're going to end right now with a cut from Nuestro Tango, which is Natalie Fernandez's album, which features Zakai Curtis and Insight. And the cut is My True Love. Please enjoy and peace.
Esa distancia se me antoja muy larga, y este tiempo una eternidad, y mi cuerpo sin tu cuerpo está muy frío, y conozco de cerca la soledad.